oldies, 1450 WTHU. The Timinator here, and I am so excited for my next guest. She was born in Frederick and from the DMV area. She is currently on The Voice Team Snoop. Please say hello to Mindy Miller. Mindy, thank you so much for hanging out this morning.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me. I love your energy this morning so much.
Oh, you gotta have the energy. Okay, so let's get to it. How did you get into music? Has music always been a part of your life?
Yes, I'm one of those people who grew up with music. My dad is a phenomenal guitar player, and grandparents were musicians. Most of my aunts and uncles, cousins, everybody sang, and so it was like a family thing. And I played at all of our family jams, and then we had a family bluegrass band that I took part of, and then singing in church really helped shape my roots, and then got into school and was doing choir, and eventually was on Montgomery County's honors choir in fifth grade, which was really cool. That was a huge honor, and that really helped, all of that stuff really helped shape my, you know, musical journey from the early stages. And then Damascus, Maryland is where I grew up, and eventually we had a little coffee shop come called the Music Cafe, which is no longer with us, but that was such a great little place. Before I even got my driver's license, I was like getting dropped off by my parents to play open mic night, and it's kind of took off from there. And by the time I was 15, I was gigging full time.
That is awesome. Now, how did you get into doing The Voice? You had to audition, obviously.
It was a very interesting scenario. I've been playing, you know, at my shows all these years, people have been saying, you should do The Voice, you should do The Voice. And I've been like, yeah, I think I love the show's platform. I like everything about it, but I don't know if it's for me to go on TV. I don't know if that's my thing. But last year I got an email from The Voice casting saying, hey, we saw you, we love you, we wanted to know if you'd be interested in being part of The Voice. And I'm like, well, this is a spam email. This can't be real. but I responded, and here we are today. I'm really glad I said yes and took that chance. And it's been such a beautiful, like, 360 experience, you know, growth in every direction, every department. It's been wonderful.
So you're on Team Snoop, Team Snoop Dogg. How has he been as a coach? It seems like he's been working really well.
Snoop Dogg really, really has set the bar high for what, like, a coach on this show could be. He really goes above and beyond. And when you hear people say that, like, it's the truth. Like, he is so hands-on as to where, like, some of the other coaches aren't quite as hands-on as he is. He's always, always at the rehearsals there, like, giving you advice, like, talking directly with you. He brings us, like, swag, like, you would not believe.
That's,
you
awesome.
Know, like, just really gives us the artist treatment. So
That's awesome.
It's on his team, you don't feel like a contestant, you feel like an artist. You know, he treats you that way. It's really amazing.
That is so cool. Just a couple more quick questions for you. Any plans? What are your plans for after the show is done?
That's a great question. So 2026 is all about hitting the road. I have some shows lining up throughout the year in different places. I'll be in the DMV in the month of June. So keep an eye out for that. There's a couple really cool shows I'm going to be doing up there. But touring, also as the show was coming, my songwriting career has also started picking up. I've been getting some really cool opportunities with that. But for me, after this show, I'm just so pumped up to, like, take it and run with it and
Absolutely. Just
go meet as many people as I can, play shows, because I have a whole new fan base now, and I feel like I have an obligation now to set out and show everybody who I am on the road.
Absolutely. And finally, we're in the holiday season. Any fun holiday plans for you?
Well, yeah, I'm in L.A. you know, for the foreseeable future, you know, we're all waiting for that big vote to come through on Monday. And if anyone listening here voted for me, shout out to you. Thank you so, so much. I'm on the edge of my seat with you. But I'm going home for Christmas. I will be home and then enjoying it with family. And then we'll be headed to the beach for New Year's Eve to perform in the Panhandle of Florida. I'm doing 5 or 6 shows down there. So taking my family with me, it's going to be a working vacation. It's going to be nice. I'm trying to run away to the warm sunshine for Christmas. I'm not a white Christmas person.
That's awesome. Well, Mindy, we are all cheering you on very hard here locally. Thank you so much for doing this, and we'll check in soon, okay?
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate all of you more than you know. Thank you.
All right, let's vote her on. Check that out, NBC on Monday night. Stick around. I got a lot more great oldies coming right up.